Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Drop Ship Podcast. And today I'm here with a student of ours who did $2 million in just 2 years dropshipping. Matt, welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Dude, it's a pleasure having you here. You are one of the most active students that we have in our course. You're doing super well. And so I'm thrilled to have you on here and kind of share, you know, you have a unique story. You're 22, right? Like how many 22-year-olds are making moves like you're moving? I think that's really cool. So hopefully we can kind of share that story, get some other people listening to this amped up about what's possible with dropshipping and specifically high-ticket dropshipping.
For sure.
But I got to know, man, you're 22, dude. How did you start like drop? I don't get it. Why? I can't imagine myself at 22 thinking about other things other than like, you know, I drank a lot of alcohol back then. Certainly ladies were of a high interest at 22 years old. I was not thinking about online business. So like, talk me through that. How did you start, man? How did this all begin?
Yeah. So I'm a 2020 high school graduate, meaning that the COVID-19 pandemic sort of cut my senior year short. And I was thrown into a sort of a long summer that would end in ultimately a decision on what to do with real life. So I was committed to play college lacrosse, and I ended up not doing that because it would have been kind of silly to go like stay on campus but be remote still. Like there wouldn't have been classes. It would have been all remote, but you're still paying $40,000 a year to go to college. What? So that pretty much...
Hold on. I have so many questions. All right. So like... First off, what happens in like, look, I got bought out of a business I was in. We signed the paperwork, and the next week they were like, basketball game canceled. Everything shut down. Stay home. 2 weeks to bend the curve, whatever it was. What was that like in high? You're in high school. Was it like you're going home and like, hell yeah? Or walk me through that part.
Yeah. So at first it was like Zoom classes and whatnot. And then ultimately, when the full pandemic kind of blew up, they were just like, all right, you guys are done. Like, we'll do your graduation over Zoom, and you guys just, you graduate, you're good.
Brutal.
So we finished out, like, March of 2020, so 4 years ago, I believe. Yep, 4 years ago, which is kind of a trip thinking about now. Yeah. But, yeah, that just threw us into a long summer, which was fun for a senior in high school. But towards the end of it, you know, when you're deciding, all right, where am I going to college, or what am I doing with my life, that sort of, you know, woke me up. And choosing not to play lacrosse and not to go to private school was ultimately the big decision. And so that left me like, all right, what do I actually want to do in college? And not really knowing, I just went to community college. It's like $5,000 a year. And even that was like too much for me. So I just did 1 year. And while I was still getting straight A's, just kind of researched.
Your other option was like enroll in school, pay full price, but go to school on Zoom and then go wear a mask and run around a lacrosse field outside wearing a mask.
Yeah, if that even, mostly just the first part. I don't know if I would have even had a season because it's just, it was crazy time.
It was very much a crazy time. Yeah, looking back, we made some silly decisions.
Yeah, yeah. But that sort of latent period kind of led me down the research phase of like, all right, you know, if I know this, what can I do? Like I started thinking about what I could do with skills, if I got any skills. So I started in like digital marketing, just like a generic, not really a business program, but just like, hey, come learn digital marketing. It's kind of like a similar program course type of thing. So that was really educational, really informative, but it leaves you with no action. So then I started doing all the research everyone does for an actual business model to apply what I had learned. And, you know, dropshipping is definitely a big one.
So what happened in between there, right? Like, did you, I'm trying to think through some of the, you know, affiliate marketing was something that was super hot when I first started. There's no shortage of people on my Facebook timeline, at least, that are part of an MLM that want to get you to have a party at your house or whatever it is they do. It's weird.
Yeah.
Was there any of those little bad ideas is what I'll call them, that like, you know, you started with first thought, like, did you set up a niche site and like try to drive traffic? Did you drop ship little trinkets from China? Like, did you try anything before high ticket drop shipping?
Yeah. So during this digital marketing course, I was kind of just messing around with Shopify sites as like the project for the course. I just knew it wasn't going to go anywhere, but I was just messing around building a website on Shopify, just looking at like products on Alibaba that I could potentially sell. And, you know, obviously all the other business models, like, my initial goal actually was to start a marketing agency, but I knew nothing about marketing. So I'm like, all right, I think I should probably start an e-commerce business, get a little experience and some skills under my belt, and then we will go ahead and see if we can get some clients or whatever I can do. But yeah, it all started at zero. So like I knew that skills were very important. So I was just kind of messing around with the course that I had and Shopify and Alibaba. Never sold anything though.
Did you try to sell anything?
Oh yeah. 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 I spent money.
What was the hot product you were all over back then? Tell me.
Yeah. I had a one product website for these ergonomic kneeling chairs. They're like $99. I think I could have bought them on Alibaba for like $35. So I ordered one, just kind of used it actually, cause I kind of liked the idea of it. Put it on the website, got some pictures up, and I tried running Google ads. That went miserably wrong. Just kind of wasted like $300, $400, $500. And then, you know, I was like, okay, let's go a little higher ticket. That's when I was really introduced to high ticket dropshipping.
If you've been getting tons of value from the podcast and you want to learn more about high ticket dropshipping and interact with a fantastic community of high ticket dropshippers, we've got a free Facebook group that you can join right now today. So if you head over to Facebook and search for Dropship Breakthrough, you'll see a Facebook come up that has on the end of it, High Ticket Dropshipping Mastery for New Entrepreneurs. Hit the join button, you'll get into the group. We do group only trainings in there, and there's thousands of other people who are going through the high ticket dropshipping journey that you can look for support from, ask questions, and find out if high ticket dropshipping is for you.
Look, I want to call out that you were like messing around, right? So like 19, $300, $400, $500 went to like the bar, right? And 21 for sure. Certainly, like I wasn't again thinking of like throwing stuff at the wall and like deciding whether I could do this or not. I was giving like, is plasma? I don't even know if that's still a thing. I was giving plasma. You get $20 the first time and $40 the second time of the week just to get $60 to, again, you know, go do what a 21-year-old did, at least back in my day, right? You know, I'm old compared to you. I don't even know what you call it. If you call me a boomer, that's hilarious. So that makes me get that in before the end of this show. So, like, was there any hesitation in you, like, not wanting to spend that money being, you know, what an 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kid is normally doing versus, like, you know, I'm not going to go out to eat and I'm not going to, you know, go waste this money having a good time. I'm going to go try to sell kneeling chairs. Like, where does that inspiration come from?
Yeah, well, at the time, it was kind of dead, right? Like, we weren't doing anything. Like, I had a job. I was moving furniture with my buddy at this local shop. And, you know, I had some money. I didn't really think twice about it because I wasn't doing anything else. And this is kind of what I was into.
That's crazy, man. And so you stumble on a course, not our course, right? Out of the gates, you stumble on a different course. Was that the genesis of your high-ticket journey?
Yes. So after I like figured out what digital marketing is and studied that a little bit, I sort of knew I needed a model. And one of the like 3-4 business models was high ticket dropshipping that I actually felt was reasonably realistic.
You stumbled into another course. Like, walk me through that beginning process, right? Like, oftentimes we see people being scared. We're like, crafts running, like, I can't do this. I'm not worth it. This is never going to work. I'm going to fail. I'm not capable. Like, you know, a lot of the stories we tell ourselves in our head. Was any of that going through your head? Did you struggle with niche selection? Where did you struggle in the beginning? Because it's not like most of the time that I've spent with you, you don't seem to have a lot of that mental baggage, if I'm honest with you, right? And like, you know, since then you've worked with Valentina. We can talk a little bit about that later on. But like, you don't seem to have a lot of this, the stuff that I personally struggle with and most people I know have struggled with. And so like, what did you struggle with in the beginning of this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I researched for probably 6 months before doing anything. I was just sort of like information, what's the term? Like you're just trying to analyze and like you actually end up not doing anything. I probably did that for like 6 months because I was in college. I had an excuse not to start yet. And then that summer after the first year of college hit, I was like, all right, I'm either starting this right now or I am going to college again, and I don't want to do that. So I was just like, all right, now's the time. Let's do it. And so I bought the first course, the bigger one, probably one that everyone knows and ends up leaving anyways. I started there, and I just took serious action. Like, I had a real deadline, so I wanted to get it going, and I wanted to get it like off the ground. So I got the course. I dug through every video, took action on each video, and just kept on building, kept on going. And I think the first sale came probably within 3 months of like buying the course. So it was all action once I actually bought the course.
So you spent 6 months doing what? Trying to decide what niche, what market you should enter before you actually like move forward?
So mostly like business models and just kind of just being like a wantrepreneur. It's like, oh, like what should I do? Like, is this real? Like, are people successful at this? And like a lot of that was content of the course, the first course that I bought. I was just kind of watching all the free stuff and it seemed legit. So I threw up the money, and once I bought the course, it really hit that big investment hit. So I just took action.
Look, I think that's a common thing. When John and I get emails from people who sign up, they often say the same thing of like, you know, I've been listening to your podcast for 9 months.
I've listened
to every episode.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, 9 fucking months. Like, I get it. I get one part of me gets it. Like, I can imagine how scared you were. Like, and to your point, I believe Nolan, you know, reached out to me today and said we should do a podcast on this, the mental masturbation that you go through, like a paralysis analysis that you go through.
Right.
Of like, what if it doesn't work? Should I do this? Maybe I should do this. I've thought about this. And like, and really like the real learnings come from taking action, or, you know, chucking some money down on something and realizing, oh shit, I got to go now. Right. Like that, that'll give you the motivation necessary. And so it's funny that you went through the same thing. Look, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, you started with a different course. You're now over here, right? And so, like, a lot of there's no shortage of gurus who can tell you how to start, right?
Yep.
I think what John and I do differently is like teach you how to actually grow your business, not just like call supplier. Like, you go back to episode 1 through 30, that's the whole playbook on how to start your business.
Yeah.
From there, you got to make sales, you got to grow your business. And so, like, what was a big change? Because, like, you know, obviously you made some sales with the other course, but you came over here, and that's where your business really started growing. What can you put your finger on in Dropship Breakthrough that like was the catalyst for you like actually starting to grow your business?
Yeah. So I mean, I got started, and like, you know, I made money. I got maybe lucky, maybe not lucky. You know, I put in the work, whatever. I made some money. And so I bought like two more courses. I bought one more in the middle there, and then ultimately ended up with you guys, where the biggest sort of levers were pulled. I didn't even really watch the beginning of your course, because like you said, everyone can get you that first like 25% of it. The rest is really where the money is unlocked. So I think the difference was in the SEO section, definitely in the ad section, like a right away type of results after changing up my ads account. I had already done that a bunch of times, but you know, hearing the new little tidbits, it's such a small things that actually have like such a large effect. And so it was probably a culmination of a ton of little things that you guys address in great detail in the second, like 80% of the course.
Yeah. So we break this course into two parts, right? So there's the launch and then the grow, right? And so what you'll find in likely the other courses that you purchased, and like, you know, there's again, other gurus out there, they sell that for $3,000. So we decided to break that off because we think that's like how you can start. It's pretty cut and dry. Like, this business model's been around a while. So anyone listening to this, that's $697 compared to the $3,000 you're going to pay elsewhere. Our whole course is $3,000, and that's including all the stuff Matt's talking about. And look, I appreciate you saying that, because that's, you know, John started in 2014. I started in 2015. We had to learn all of this shit ourselves, right? Like, starting is easy. And I know when people are listening to this, starting may not feel easy, right? Like, that really is a big step.
Yep.
But once you get going, it's like, okay, now I'm doing this. And you like get over the fact that you're scared of everything and realize we're all just flying by the seat of our pants. It's fine. Now, how do I actually like grow this thing and make sales? And like, that's the bread and butter of our course. And so just, I do want to point out one thing. You came in through a Black Friday sale. If you're listening to this, I know hundreds of you, perhaps thousands of you listening to this, are from these other courses that Matt and I will not name, but you know what you're talking about. If you want to come over here and learn the same thing, John and I actually offer you a half price to come into our course. Just book a call, dropshipbreakthrough.com/call, and someone on our team will be happy to help you get that half price thing. So, little plug there. Thanks for letting me plug that, Matt. But like, look, I appreciate that you attribute your growth to coming over here, right? You're not the only one to say, your buddy Samson, we made an ad out of it. Samson said the same thing. I came over, I switched my Google ads to this method from the other method, and my sales really took off. And like, his graph is crazy to watch what happened the moment he got his ads right. And
it's insane.
We hear that a lot. It sounds really cheesy for John and I to say it out loud, but like, you call me the GOAT all the time. I appreciate that. I don't know if I want to consider myself the GOAT, but like, our course is very different than the rest of the courses on the market. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to plug our course. I appreciate that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Walk me through the struggles on the way, though, right? Like, you've been doing this for 2 years. You hit $2 million in 2 years, which is it's phenomenal. In fact, right before this call, you were like, are you a fan of the Packers? As you send me a picture of a check from the Green Bay Packers buying products from you, like, you're doing some really cool stuff, and you're working harder than anyone I know, which might just be that 22-year-old big dick energy. Like, you know, at 39, I don't have that same sort of bravado that you do at 22, or that gets shit done. You know, I wish I did. But what is it like, what struggles have you had along the way? What were the catalysts to the real growth? Cause you're doing some really big numbers, and honestly, you're doing shit that, I wish everyone could do the amount of work that you do.
Well, thank you. First of all, that's, it's flattering, because I don't really look at it the same way. I just kind of show up and I just spend my day doing this. I don't have anything else to do. So thank you. But, the struggles, I mean, I was stuck between zero and like 30,000 in revenue for probably 1.5 years out of the 2 years in this that we're talking about in this podcast. So like, a lot of that 2 million was in the last 6-8 months. So, the struggles, I mean, not running ads correctly, a lot of that will come with just spending a little money, getting some results, and just like nuance in there in the ad account. Learning SEO is also not a quick thing. It's you do some work, you learn what you did along the way, and then you see some results and you're like, okay, now I just learned this. I have to go back to the start and do it all again. And so it's just a lot of iterations, a lot of reps going from zero to like one, and then back to 0.5 to 1.5, and, you know, two steps forwards, one back, two steps forwards, one back. So it was a lot of that, but ultimately, just the basics, doing more of the basics, getting more suppliers in my industry, running more ads to them, you know, getting better on-site user behavior, just the small things. It's a lot of iterations over the 2 years. And then, you know, it just kind of hits.
But I, you know, from the outside, I see it a little bit differently, right? Like, you're incredibly curious, which I think is like something everyone needs to be if you're going to be an entrepreneur. So you've told me stories of, look, when you own a business, your inbox is going to be flooded with, hey, my name's Bill, I run this company, I can do so much for your business, want to get on a call. At first you'll think, I'm really cool, these people are reaching out to me, this is amazing. And eventually you'll be like, holy shit, this comes every day, it sucks. It's not fun. It's probably some dude that who's your age who, you know, just took a Hormozy course and is DMing me on Twitter, right? Anyway, so like, but you take the opportunity to like sift through those and actually like hop on a call and be like, can I learn something from somebody who can analyze this? You like, you're just curious on what you can learn. You know, I feel bad for all those sales reps who are getting on the call with Matt, cause Matt's not buying your shit, but like, you're curious enough to learn. And then like, you know, to the second half of that, you actually go take action and then see what you can learn on those actions. And I think that's what's setting you apart from many, many, many of our student body and many of the people I've consulted. Is just like your unwavering ability to keep taking action and honestly fall on your face in the process and know that like, you're going to learn something here. Right. And I don't know. I applaud you for that. I don't know if you see that same thing, but like, it's two traits that I think if more people had those traits, they would just inherently be more successful.
Yeah. No, I'm always seeking out information no matter who I'm talking to. I think everyone has something to add. That's why I ended up at 3-4 different of these programs. Like, all right, let me just get everyone's information and see if I can make them all come together for the best strategy. Agencies. I've talked to a lot of agencies with zero intent of buying their service, just to be like, all right, let me get these free audits, see if I can go implement it myself. A lot of garbage, but definitely some good information that I have implemented.
But even John and I, like, you know, we purchased back one of my old businesses. We were originally going to use it to like share in the course. One of the big brands got bought out. They dropped it. It was just like, it wasn't going to work out. Right. But we had you come over and kind of help us like organize some things over there.
Yeah.
And through the process of doing that, like I'm showing you Barbecue Guys website, who has some cool, you guys want to see some good SEO, go to barbecueguys.com. They do really cool stuff.
Yep.
And just like you and I are on a call and I'm like, oh, see how they're doing this cool thing over here. We should think about doing that. And by the time we had the next call, you didn't implement it on our business. You implemented it on your business. And I'm like,
yeah,
what the heck? Like you just move very, very quickly. And like you grasp concepts that I think some people struggle to grasp onto at times. And so, yeah, I don't know, man. I just want to shout you out on this podcast because I appreciate anyone who's willing to continue being this curious and like falling on their face at times, but also like just always taking action is a trait that like, if anybody can listen to this and take one thing away, it's like, just continue moving forward because the time's going to pass anyway. Right. And so like,
yep,
you're doing some really cool stuff at a young age.
Yeah.
Look, I do want to put you on blast just a little bit. Not on blast, but I want to know, like, 2 million in 2 years. Obviously, that's your top line, not your bottom line. Most of these businesses do whatever, 5 to 20% profit, depending on, you know, again, how efficient you are with your ad spend and where you're reinvesting, things like that. So you're obviously not sitting on $0, but yet you're 22. You're still rocking that mom and dad stuff. Like, what are you going to do with, like, you have finances coming in, right? You can make moves. You could reinvest in your business. There's a lot you could do with that money in your business. You could continue living a very frugal lifestyle where there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But at some point you also have to enjoy the fruits of your labor so that you feel like I'm doing this for a purpose too. And so like, what is your, the question I have on the sheet is usually with people who have been around a lot longer than you, where did this journey take you? Did you sell? What was that like? You're still in it, right? You're still grinding.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely guilty of that. Just sitting on money. I've built my feedback loops on the work. And so the money is like sort of just a byproduct. And so I'm just like sitting on cash. You're definitely right about that. What would I do next? I would definitely reinvest into the business. Cause like you said, I have pretty much zero expenses, which is kind of unique. And so if I can build up and invest and sort of grow this monster before I have to, you know, getting out into the real world, that's really what I'm trying to do. So just kind of secure my situation a little bit more financially and then keep taking bigger risks and keep scaling beyond that point.
I think you're in a good place already. So if
there's,
at some point you should be like, okay, I think I'm good. I'm feeling pretty secure here. I don't know. I think you're in a very good place. Obviously you've reinvested. You're coming to our live event. You purchased the VIP right away. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/live. If you're thinking about coming to Salt Lake City and want to meet Matt.
Yeah.
You bought consulting from me, right? Literally we have a call in the morning tomorrow, to kind of go through some stuff. Like you're obviously reinvesting in your business. Maybe that was just like a subtle nudge from me of like, you know, go out and buy a steak or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, reward yourself here because you're doing really well.
That's all I spend money on, steaks. I take my girlfriend out for a nice steak, feel like a baller. That's really the only thing I spend money on.
All right. I can get down with that.
Yeah.
So a lot of these questions are like, again, for people down the road. So I have a few questions specifically for you, right? So you're in a crowded industry. I think if somebody came to me and said, hey, I want to be in this niche, this market, I personally would probably tell them to look elsewhere.
Yeah.
I don't think this is like it's viable, but I don't think it's like beginner friendly. Like you're going to go in there and you're going to get punched in the face, right? Mm-hmm. And you even said that for the first year and a half, it was tough, right? So I don't think I would push people to this market. What is it like being in a market that is that, I don't think crowded is the right word. It's just, it's busy. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot of heavy hitters in there as well. And so like, what is that like trying to scrap your way up from the bottom in a busy, crowded space?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember the first time I ever spoke to you. I mean, we were talking about like, all right, I just joined this program. Let's make this the first decision. Like, should I even continue in this market?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember
that?
The first call? You're like, yeah, I mean, I can see either way. You know, you're going to get hit in the face, but you're going to learn. And once you are at the point where you're successful, it can be really big because of the market size, you know, that type of stuff. And ultimately you were just like, yeah, just let me know what you do. I'm excited to see what you do. Either way, I think you'll be good. And so, you know, I just kind of went with what I knew, which is the market I'm already in, and stayed with it. And, you know, shortly after that started actually having some good numbers. But yeah, what is it like? I mean, it's a lot of competing with big brands, not other dropshippers. There are some killer dropshippers in my market as well, but it's a lot of brick and mortar retailers, 30 years old. They've got everything dialed in. They've got email lists like super large. They've got, you know, they've just got time in the market. They've got 30 years on me. And then it's a lot of direct to consumer brands that I also compete with. So there has to be some creativity going on for sure.
Yeah, look, I'm acquaintances. I'll call it acquaintance, right? There's some people in e-commerce fuel who are in your industry in the DTC side of it, and they're doing some monstrous numbers, right? And so it's not only are there some killers there, but there are some killers literally in our course, right? And so like that was my next question of like multiple other successful students are now peers. Like, and you've hung out with them. You all hang out at the live event. Y'all might be hanging out at VIP day with us in Salt Lake City. And so, you know, what is that like? I think a lot of people think about this before buying and they're saying, hey, man, it's too saturated, right? Which not true. It's just not true. The market is enormous. Nobody could possibly fathom how big all markets truly are, especially in America.
Yeah.
But even in the smaller countries. And, you know, and then they're like, well, what if someone chooses mine? And I remember this because like when I started, my very first business was brickfirebbq.com is the domain that I bought.
Yeah.
And I was going to start selling pellet grills. And this guy jumps in the community I'm in and he's like, don't sell fucking pellet grills. I just set up a store. Here's 19 reasons this business sucked. I got a chargeback. This supplier sucks. There's no margin. It's just all this stuff, right? And I'm just about to call suppliers. So I freak out. I speak to a bunch of, you know, prominent names in the community and they're all like, who gives a crap what that guy's doing? Like his business does not affect your business any way, shape or form. Is that how you look at like literally there's some, you know, peers, you met them, they're in our course. There's people in other courses. I'm sure there's other, just there's a, it's crowded. Right. And so, you know, some of these people, what is that like? Like, is that, how do you not look at that in a negative way? Cause I imagine a lot of people listening to this are saying, wow, there's already somebody doing it. I can't do it. Right. And so like, how do you view it?
Yeah, I definitely did not see it the way I do now because I wasn't successful and I thought everyone else was taking all the sales. But, you know, as I've grown a little bit, both in business and personally, like there is, like you said, more going on than you can possibly fathom. I still don't really fully grasp what's going on in this market, even just mine. Like the whole United States in general is just crazy, but even in just mine is like mind-boggling. But you know, once you get past the stage of like bucking and fighting for the bottom of funnel stuff where like everyone just hangs out to try to get some sales like here and there, and you sort of work your way up the funnel, you start to see like the scale that is within any one market. And after seeing that a little bit, getting a little more SEO results, working my way up the ads funnel, like going a little more generically rather than like model name, like for sale type of search terms, like once you go up the funnel a little bit and sort of grow beyond the bottom of the funnel of the sales funnel, you sort of see the size of the market. And once you're there, you can sort of take your customers from that pool instead of the bottom of the funnel pool. And you can just see how much larger it is and that not everyone is fighting for the same sales.
So there's two transitions there that you talked about. And I struggle with how to portray this to everyone listening to this right now. One is like Justin Cook from Empire Flippers described it as standing on the streets of Vegas, holding up a Bible, telling people to believe in Jesus. That's what John and I are doing.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to tell you that your life that you're living, the one you believe is the only one possible, is just not the only one possible and that you can make sales online, right? So that first transition, I got to get you to buy in and that's the only way you win is that bottom of the funnel keywords. You have to go run Google Ads to likely brand name, product name. You're competing against 10 other people who are all bidding on that same keyword and you have to convince someone to buy from you instead of someone else.
Yep.
That's a tall task to one, say you can start a business, you're capable of that. And two, you can get a sale when there's 9 other people next to you, right? In your industry, there's 29 other people next to you. So that transit, I want to hear like how you made that transition, which we kind of talked about early on. How did you just say, all right, fuck it, I'm going to do this. And then two, you transitioned from saying, okay, in order to grow this business, I can't just sit at the bottom of the funnel. I have to worry really about the human and what problems does the human have. And that's how I branch out in the middle and top of the funnel. I solve problems.
Yeah.
Can you like, do you have any advice for the listener if they're in situation one and they just need, you know, to grab that Bible out of my hands and say, I believe John and Ben, or if like when they're ready to transit, cause there's a lot of people in our course listening to this too, who are at step one, they're getting sales. They might not even be super profitable, right? They might be break even bottom of the funnel type sales. How do you convince them to like keep going and push through so that you grow your business to the middle and the top of the funnel? Do you have any advice for either of those situations?
Yeah. So 0 to 1, I think a lot of it is in the nitty gritty details of like, okay, these people are searching up these search terms and they're getting to these pages. How do these pages look? What are they doing on the page? And there's like ways you can find that out. You can watch them on your website, which was super revealing to me. Like, oh my gosh, this person is on my website. I built this. They are shopping for something. They searched up this search term, and they're probably looking for what it was in that search term. And so, like, just being super curious about how I can get these people to find what they want and maybe even talk to me. Like, if they call me, what are they going to say? Like, there's a lot of information there early on that is valuable, like, through the whole life of the business. And so that's sort of how I started, just kind of looking at people browse through my website and sort of tinkering a little bit in the ad account to get the right people searching the right things to the right page, and just looking at what they do on those pages and really getting them to call me so that I could even talk to them was the next step.
Hey, John here. I just wanted to drop you a quick message to let you know that we have big things happening at Dropship Breakthrough. So if you're a listener of this podcast, you will have heard us talk about Dropship Breakthrough, which is where Ben and I teach people like you how to build, launch, and grow life-changing high-ticket dropshipping businesses. Well, it's been up and running since early 2021, and this year it is undergoing its first major update and upgrade. So we are updating and adding new content to every single video of the course, which means that what is already the biggest, most comprehensive, most well-supported high-ticket dropshipping course in existence is going to a whole another level. So if you're serious about building, launching, and growing a life-changing high-ticket dropshipping business, and you want to get full access to everything that we have, this podcast is fantastic. There is a wealth of knowledge here, but there is a whole nother level within our program. There are so many things that we just can't get into a podcast, and there is so much support available there that we see people have the best success when they're in that program. So if you'd like to get access to that and take advantage of the most up-to-date high-ticket dropshipping information available, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/join or our launch program, which is dropshipbreakthrough.com/launch. You'll find the links below in the description. Join the program today. I'll see you inside.
And so that was probably really confusing to Zero over here, right? And so, like, what would you say to that person sitting on the side who's saying, I can't even do that? Like, how do you get someone to jump? How do you get someone to come over and hear the word of God on the streets of Vegas?
Well, like going from zero to one and being stuck at zero and just keeping going.
Just, you know, I think of me, my brother is still in the situation. He's still working. He's still driving a forklift. And every week when I talk to him, I'm like, man, come on, dude. Like, there's another path here.
Yeah.
That's what John and I do on this podcast every week. We give away the business model and we try to convince people that, like, you can change your life. It's going to be fucking hard, but you can change it. And so, like, do you have any advice for that? You know, that just jump it in and doing the stuff you said, just jump it in and calling suppliers and running it. Like, just jump, like, go for it. You know what I mean? Like, what would you say to those people?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a hard ass, so I would just say just do it. Like, block time out, just sit at your computer and just do something. Like, if you waste all of your time, that's fine, but block the time out and sit there and show up for your business, and it will, over time, if you don't quit, it will grow. Like, because what else are you going to do with that time if you show up and you look at something or you fix something or you do anything at all in this time that you've blocked off? Something's going to happen, and if you don't stop, then it's going to keep growing. So that's
the key. Don't stop, right?
Yeah.
So, like, all right. So hopefully that got some zeros listening to this to go to one, right? Just sign up for Shopify. Buy our course. I don't care. Take a step and start moving.
Yeah.
Now they're making sales. Like, let's imagine they follow the Dropship Breakthrough method. They're running good ads.
Yep.
Driving to good landing pages with a good offer, and they're making sales.
Yeah.
Right? How did you make that transition from, like, okay, this is kind of working. I'm getting credit card rewards, even if I'm not really making profit. I'm probably breaking even, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I trust this enough to say I'm going to go the next step. Like, what was that transition for you where you were like, there's got to be more. I know there's more. How do I do more? Like, what was the transition like there?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, I did between zero and 30,000 in revenue for like a year and a half plus. And so that was very frustrating. I thought of quitting multiple times. I thought, is this market even going to work? Is this ever going to be what I want it to be, like what I dreamed of, and blah, 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 blah. And I mean, the curiosity to find new information and the certainty that it would work, because there's other competitors doing well. There's big businesses in my space. So, like, part of me was just certain that it could work. And there was a gap between where I was and what I wanted. And so the difference is sort of skills or information. And so just keeping going, getting that gap shorter definitely helped.
I think you nailed it with skills, right? So
skills.
You know, you get a lot of early students who like look at John and I and they're like, I want to be where they are, right?
Yeah.
The only difference between them and me is the skills that we've learned along the way, right? And so the moment you can stop comparing and, you know, one, comparing and judging, right, is where the real, like, comparison is the thief of joy. That's where that comes from. Like, don't judge yourself. We also started once and had to go through all this stuff. And then realizing that it's just skills. And so the more effort you put into learning skills, which, you know, I'd like to believe our course has a lot of those skills in there. I've also learned a lot of skills elsewhere. But, like, the more effort you can put into learning skills, that's what makes the difference. So I'm kind of glad that you said that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm not telling you to like leave your business, but like you now have the skills to go start that agency that you thought about in the first place.
Yeah.
Right? Like any one of the core skills you learn through Dropship Breakthrough is easily pivotable to something else. Like if you can run good Google ads, you can go run good Google ads for other people. Actually, you have to run better Google ads in high ticket dropshipping than you do in other industries. Like you have to have 8 to 12x ROAS, not a 2x ROAS, right?
Yeah.
So, that's one. SEO, which hopefully, you know, as this is coming out, I've released the first 2/3 of the SEO course. I really want people to get that part done before they do the rest. Learn that skill and people will pay you lots of money to just like learn how to do that skill, right? Which is something you've gotten really good at. And so again, it's just skills, right? It's how to run good ads, how to have a good offer, how to do good SEO, how to talk to your customer, how to understand who your avatar even is in the first place, how to solve problems. Like it's skills, right? It's hard skills that you need to learn to get better.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you one real question. In our event in Minneapolis, I had my coach, Elliot Rowe, hands down the best mindset coach in the world, come to our event and bring one of his coaches on the tree, her name's Valentina, to our event. They ended up speaking, you know, I had a little bit of a microphone snafu that kind of pissed me off, I'll say that. But you know, if you're in our course, you can see the recording. Very cool time. Had the whole room talk about their fears and talk about... make everyone realize that whether you've been doing this for one day or 10 years, we all have the same fears.
Yep.
All of us are dealing with the same thoughts in our head. Valentina made an offer there to like do a free call with anybody who's in the room. I'll do a free call, see if we're compatible and go from there. From what I know, I think, you know, 15 to 20 people signed up with her, which is really, really cool.
Nice.
From our community. And through that, I said, every employee I'm ever going to hire is going to go through this. And so, Ben Fry, who's sitting out behind me, I think he just left. He was one of the first ones to do this, truly changed his life. I watched him change just in person going through this. People have seen the change it's had in me over the last few years. My wife does this. We bought it for you when you came on board to help us out with that website. What can you say about working on that like deep mindset stuff? Like how has that affected you? If you have anything wonderful to say about Valentina, I'll clip that little part and send it to her because she's awesome. So what can you say about actually, you know, taking time to do the deep work and how that has affected your business?
Yeah, I think she taught me how to look at it differently, look at the feelings, like as, you know, as woohoo as it sounds, like you have to look at the feelings from an objective standpoint and just sort of address that. And the calls necessarily were not, you know, life changing, but I took away principles that have helped me now while I'm super busy, with like, you know, just like being anxious and like, is this going to stop? Is this going to all go away? Can I rely on this? All this stuff. The principles that I took away from those calls with Valentina have really helped me get out of my head and back to work and just like not so worried about the numbers on the screen and more about like the work and like what I can actually put in and what I can accomplish. So
I hope a little bit of that came across to everyone listening that wherever you are in your journey, we all have those same, is it all going to go away tomorrow? Will this work? Am I worthy? Do I deserve this? Self-sabotage and worthiness and like all that mental BS is the real game. Like that's the real game. And it doesn't go away. Through Elliot, it's gotten a lot quieter and I'm really, truly, like you said, able to step outside of it and watch those thoughts come by and kind of laugh at them sometimes because they're pretty silly.
Yeah.
Other times, even if they're loud, I'll be like, is that true? And of course it's not true. I've got plenty of evidence to back that up. But look, I'm, you know, 9 years into this thing, still have my own like mental struggles on the daily, right? Like they come and they go. And so, you know, I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got some value out of Valentina. I think the dozen or so other people that have been through here. I've gotten a lot of great feedback as well. I really think mindset is a thing that no one's addressing.
Yeah,
certainly in the high ticket drop shipping space, but even a lot in the business space, it's becoming more acceptable. Certainly when I was a kid, it was like, you know, suck it up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like get to work. There was no feelings, right?
Yeah.
Where I think that's a little more acceptable nowadays. And I'm thankful that we can talk about it. And I'm thankful you're willing to share that. And certainly Valentina is just such a sweet human being. And so I'm really glad that she's part of our community. Hoping to have her really do like a little mindset section after each part of the course moving forward. Like, you know, it might take some feedback from Matt yourself or you, the listener, of like, hey, I went through this section. Here's what showed up for me. Like, here's the thoughts that came into my head so that she can talk about them. But I think that'll be a cool addition to our course if we can nail down Valentina to get them in there.
Yeah.
Is there anything I didn't ask you that I should have asked you? Like, you know, I've seen you, occasionally on other programming. What is something you wish you would have been asked on this show?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a podcaster, so I don't know. But I mean, you covered the basics, where I started, how I got to where I'm at. I think that's really the most value for the people listening, is like, how do you get from 0 to 1? And then how are you going from 1 to 10? So, I mean, I was never asked where I wanted to go, where I wanted to take the business or anything like that. But yeah, I got from 0 to 1, and that's value for the listeners. But
I'm going to ask that. I want to finish the show with that then. I'm genuinely curious, because I want to know, and we've talked about this a little bit on the side.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go with this, right? Like, you, in my humble opinion, and maybe I'll find out tomorrow when we really deep dive into your business, doing some consulting, but like, you haven't even scratched the surface, brother. And so like, how do you view your business? Like, do you see that? Do you have a limit in your head of like, I can get only so big? And then where do you think you actually want to go with this?
Yeah, it's something I really juggle, because, you know, what else am I going to do? Like, I have a whole life ahead of me, and, you know, the most successful people that I always listen to are the ones that keep their business for 20, 25 years. Those are the ones that get billion-dollar companies. So would I do that? Certainly. A lot would change in the meantime. But, you know, you asked me for 1, 3, and 5-year goals, and, you know, on the 5-year goal list, I put 10 million. You know, I didn't know what else to put on there, so I just put 10 million per year, because that's where you've been. So I hope we can jump up there and get it done. But obviously there's way, way bigger companies in my space, doing, you know, similar products, similar customers. And, you know, I was recently at a trade show that was very revealing to like how big this really is. Like, a whole entire convention center filled with companies all selling to the same market really blew my mind, and kind of opened up the idea of a huge company, which is ultimately what I want, to answer your question, a huge company.
I love that. Like, even though you've gotten this far, there's still a cap in your mind of like where you could go, which is hilarious to me. Cause it never goes away. No matter who I talk to, you know, I like to rib Rob on this podcast. Rob reached out and he was like, man, I hit 50K a month. I'm like, cool. Where are we? You know, a year or 5 years from now. And he's like, I think I could hit 100K a month. I was like, I think you could too, buddy, you know? And so like, it's funny that you're still, you know, it's usually a 10X is kind of where people's mental ability stops. Right. Yeah. And so like, you know, you're looking at a 10X and going, I'd like to get there in 5 years, right? Like, I think you can get there in a year, in 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Genuinely, your market is so incredibly massive. Obviously, that comes with a steep hill to climb, but I think you're making really good progress. Do you ever worry about, like, you know, you're pretty young to think about, like, your demise and things like that, but, like, do you ever worry? Like, Ray Kurzweil says that 2029, we're hitting AI that is smarter than all humans on the planet combined, right? 5 years from there, they're smarter than the singularity happens in 10 years, right? According to Ray Kurzweil, right? And so like, do you ever wonder like what you're doing with this, you know, high ticket retail business? You probably have your own brand by then. If you don't, you should have one. But when everyone's staying home with their Apple Vision Pros and some robots massaging their legs to get their blood flow going, and we're all just sitting in, you know, TikTokville all day long. Like, you ever wonder what that might be like? Do you even ponder that stuff at 22?
Yes. Actually, it's one of my more unreasonable fears, but fear that the world is going to end before I achieve the success that I want. Not even just me dying. Like, I actually fear that business is going to go away, and that everyone is not going to, like, the whole world's going to change enough to where people are not having businesses and becoming successful. It's just like a corporation that owns the AI and everyone's just robots. That is actually one of my super unreasonable fears, or maybe it is reasonable. I don't know. But yeah, I fear that that business is like going to go away in general.
It feels like Ready Player One. Like, have you ever seen the movie Ready Player One?
Yeah.
So you basically described IOI though, you know?
Yeah, it's, yeah, I hope it doesn't happen. But yeah, that's my fear, is that not even me dying, but that business itself goes away before I achieve what I want.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't like result in socialism, which is what you just described, right?
Yeah, yeah, true.
I want to believe that, you know, when everybody was working in the fields and then tractors came along and no one worked in the fields, we found new work for them, right?
Yep.
When everyone had horses and cars came along, we just got cars. We just moved on to new things.
Yeah.
So I want to believe that even as fast as this is moving, and it's moving really fast. So if you're not paying attention to AI, you're insane right now. It's moving extremely fast.
Yep.
That even though it's moving that fast, that we will just transition. It won't turn into, you know, like what I just said, right? Everyone's on UBI and we're just sitting at home, like, you know, with goggles on.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't turn into, I don't think it'll turn into that, but I do think it'll be very interesting, and it'll be more interesting to see where business plays a role in the future. And look, I'm not trying to make this podcast go into crazy land. I genuinely might bring back my other show, the BK show, just to talk about stuff like this, because it's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
But it's all ideas. Who knows?
Yeah.
We should all be focusing on what we can do today to change our lives. And like all of you listening to this, if you haven't taken that first step, you can take your first step so that 2 years from now, I'm sitting here talking to you on this podcast about you doing $2 million. 2 years ago was not that long ago, Matt. So like, pat yourself on the back that over 2 years, you've worked this hard to be in this place. And honestly, you're just scratching the surface. You're an impressive, impressive 22-year-old. And if I was able to bet on humans, I'd be putting a lot of chips on you, buddy. Like, you're impressive, and kudos to you for doing the work. So thanks for coming on the show. And thanks for being a big part of this community. I appreciate it.
Of course. It's my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.